This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live, second hour. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, G-Code, when you go to their website, what you're going to find is you will find holsters, but you're going to find everything. You're going to find chest rigs. You're going to find belts. You're going to find knives. All manner of ways to rig this stuff up. Check them out. This is a one-stop shop. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Obama gave his farewell speech the other night, touting his great accomplishments, as if his audience had been in the Twilight Zone, and were unaware of anything that's happened over the last 8 years. By part of his speech, "For 240 years, our nation's call to citizenship has given work and purpose to each new generation. It's what led patriots to choose republic over tyranny, pioneers to trek west, slaves to brave that makeshift railroad to freedom. It's what pulled immigrants and refugees across oceans in the Rio Grande." Obama just compared the patriots to the illegal aliens. He continues, "It's why GIs gave their lives at Omaha Beach and Iwo Jima, Iraq and Afghanistan, and why men and women from Selma to Stonewall were prepared to give theirs as well." Obama just compared soldiers who died for their country to people having sex at a gay bar. And still, he continued, "If I told you that we would open up a new chapter with the Cuban people, shut down Iran's nuclear weapons program without firing a shot, and win marriage equality and secure the right of health insurance for another 20 million of our fellow citizens, you might have said our sights were set a little too high." So, Islamic nukes, unconstitutional redefinition of marriage, flirting with the dictators of Cuba, driving insurance premiums so high people can't afford it. Is that setting the sights too high? That's more like you're setting the sights on the people of America, isn't it? Still, he goes on. "Understand, democracy does not require uniformity." Well, in your case, except in health care and education and environmental regulation and overtime wage laws and putting boys in girls' bathrooms. After he told us that, though, he told us this. "Democracy does require a basic sense of solidarity. The idea that all of our outward differences, we are all in this together, that we rise or fall as one." Obama never talked about rising or falling as one when he vilified the police or identified with black crime victims, but never the white ones. And still, he goes on. And this is going to go on through the whole segment. So, "After my election, there was talk of a post-racial America. Such a vision, however well-intended, was never realistic, for race remains a potent and often divisive force in our society." You made it more divisive, though, didn't you? And still, he goes, "After all, if every economic issue is framed as a struggle between a hardworking white middle class and undeserving minorities, then workers of all shades will be left fighting for scraps." He prefers to frame every economic issue as a struggle between hardworking minorities and an undeserving white middle class. "If we decline to invest in the children of immigrants just because they don't look like us, Well, what about if they looked exactly like us but came into the country illegally and demanded our tax dollars? Does that matter? But still, he goes, those brown kids will represent a larger share of America's workforce. Do minorities like being called brown kids? That sounds a little derogatory to me. Have you ever seen anyone call an Hispanic a brown kid, Mr. President, on the way out the door? But he continues on. The stark inequality is also corrosive to our democratic principles. Why? Stark equality is even more corrosive to our democratic principles. To have everyone earn the same money, regardless of talent, regardless of how hard they work, that's totalitarian communism. Wasn't finished yet, though. Too many families in inner cities and rural counties have been left behind. The laid-off factory worker, the waitress, and the healthcare worker who struggle to pay the bills, convinced that the game is fixed against them, that their government only serves the interests of the powerful. A recipe for more cynicism and polarization in our politics. That was a jab at Hillary for failing to campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin, I think. He continues, going forward, we must uphold laws against discrimination in hiring and housing and education and the criminal justice system. That's what our Constitution and highest ideals require, but laws alone won't be enough. Well, they certainly were never enough for him. That's why he ignored them so frequently. He said, for white Americans, it means acknowledging that the effects of slavery and Jim Crow didn't suddenly vanish in the 60s, that when minority groups voice discontent, they're not just engaging in reverse racism or practicing political correctness, that when they wage peaceful protests, they're not demanding special treatment. I am probably willing to stand with him in a peaceful protest, although I never see one of those. And when do they ever not demand special treatment? And what exactly happened in Chicago with those four kids the other day? If that is not reverse racism. It continues, how can elected officials rage about deficits when we propose to spend money on preschool for kids, but not when we're cutting taxes for corporations? How did our elected president rage about deficits and talking about raising taxes on individuals, but not when spending money on a useless $1 trillion stimulus? How do we excuse ethical lapses in our own party, but pounce when the other party does the same thing? I don't know. How did Obama excuse all of Clinton's ethical lapses or the work of his minions persecuting and prosecuting conservative groups at the IRS? He says, take the challenge of climate change. In just 8 years, we've halved our dependence on foreign oil, doubled our renewable energy, and led the world to an agreement that has the promise to save this planet. But without bolder action, our children won't have time to debate the existence of climate change. They'll be busy dealing with its effects, environmental disasters, economic disruptions, and waves of climate refugees seeking sanctuary. It's a little concerning for me that for 8 years, the man in charge believed in these things. And he talks like a fanatic, but he doesn't even realize it. That's concerning for me. He says order now is now being challenged first by violent fanatics who claim to speak for Islam, more recently by autocrats in foreign capitals who see free markets, open democracies, and civil society itself as a threat to their power. He actually used the words violent and Islam in the same sentence. Who knew? That's got to be a first. But what's the autocrats? Who's he talking about? Who's he talking about? What it boils down to is that this was this is Obama patting Obama on the back. He said, for the past 8 years, I've worked to put the fight against terrorism on a firm legal footing. That's why we've ended torture, worked to close Gitmo, and reform our laws governing surveillance to protect privacy and civil liberties. That's why I reject discrimination against Muslim Americans. Instead of putting it on firm legal footing, how about a fight against terrorism that protected Americans, and don't worry about the footing, just go out there and be effective. At the rate he's importing Muslims, he'll soon be able to create a caliphate the size of Vermont. That's what he's doing. Exit question. You can name something important after a departing two-term president. What do you think about the Obama name on a prison, a nuclear waste repository, a mosque, a disease, a violent crime, or something else? Email me and let me know. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
You live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is truly a one-stop shop. You're getting something that is indestructible and modular to a degree you can't understand. Go check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. This farewell speech that he did, this was Obama returning to where it began, to Chicago. There was, of course, an adoring crowd of 14,000 people that wanted to be there, and they braved. Well, first of all, they got free tickets, and they braved 6 degrees above zero, very windy in the Windy City, you know, looking against the backdrop of a very famed lakefront. Even Chicago's notorious shooters stayed inside because it was so cold. They suffered only one murder and five shootings that weekend, an exceptionally low number compared to the usually busy Chicago weekend murder spree. That's pretty cold. And, of course, the event was free in the way Chicago government stuff is free. The city paid out a fortune in police overtime to direct traffic and guide and watch the crowds who arrived before the doors opened, although they were asked not to do so. But then again, they're Democratic Obama supporters, so you know what? The rules, well, that's for other people. And while the tickets were free, just one ticket per person was available on a first-come, first-served basis. And so people arrived at Saturday's 8 a.m. ticket pickup as early as 4 a.m., despite a White House announcement earlier this week that no one would be allowed to line up before 6 a.m. Ignoring that, too. First wave of people were able to wait inside, forming a line around the grand ballroom of the South Building that snaked through the West Building, and finally outside, winding around the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Those hoping to snatch a ticket exited cars stuck in traffic and raced through intersections, only to find that the line was so large that they were unsure where it began or ended. The size of the crowd meant that as early as 7 a.m., Chicago police were telling people who hadn't yet arrived to McCormick Place to save themselves from the frigid temperatures as the tickets, for the most part, were spoken for. But not all the tickets were free. For in the true free market capitalist system, which even Democrats honor in the breach when it suits them, several of those waiting in line immediately offered the free tickets for sale on Craigslist and eBay as soon as they grabbed a ticket. Within hours of the 11 a.m. closing, tickets were popping up on the secondary market, including a pair of tickets that were being sold for $10,000 as of 1 p.m. Listed on eBay is two tickets listed on eBay. Buy it now. $10,000. Want to witness history? ? President Obama's final speech to the American people is this Tuesday at 8 p.m. at McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. You can be there. Must pick up in Chicago. No shipping. There were warnings about purchasing tickets on the secondary market. They were ignored as well. By Sunday, the advertisements to auction dozens of the elusive tickets had sprouted up in the secondary market websites like eBay and Craigslist, looking for $5,000 apiece. Unclear was whether those tickets were legitimate or could be legally sold. Steve Bernas, the Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois president, strongly warned against buying tickets. Whether it's tickets to a Cubs game or the musical Hamilton, there are invariably reports of counterfeit tickets and other hoaxes, he said. Stay away from anyone selling these tickets. You don't know who these people are. It's different buying a couch on Craigslist. You can see the couch. There's no way to verify these tickets. There were no complaints of fraud related to the Obama farewell. As of Sunday, Bernas said, generally people won't know they've been scanned until the ushers stop them at the door. Bernas said it was unlikely police would pursue scalpers. Because they're so busy solving Chicago's murders, less than 30% of them are ever solved. Going after scalpers for an Obama event, that wouldn't be very prudent. And fraudulent or not, after undergoing a thorough security check, all ticket holders were admitted, and except for a few scattered shouts of pardon them now, by supporters of illegal aliens, there were no anti-Obama groups disrupting the progressive celebration. Unlike the Stalinist totalitarian liberals who feel it is their duty and right to disrupt everything they oppose, like the hearings for Jeff Sessions and Rex Tillerson and, you know, all the protests for President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. But Chicagoans will be Chicagoans, and an Obama appearance or not. A few hours prior to the event, and while people were arriving, there was a carjacking and a holdup involving a gun not too far from the venue. Incidentally, Chicago has very strict gun control laws, but surprise, carjackers don't care about gun control laws. There's also a law against carjacking. There you go. Several miles from the Obama Chicago home, police reported two bodies found in the vacant South Side building. Prior to Obama's appearance, in another major indignity for Chicago's Democratic-run hometown, Obama's former aide and now mayor asked credit ratings agency to back off ahead of latest round of borrowing. They plan to borrow $1.2 billion, and he's asked a Wall Street debt ratings agency that's been highly critical of Chicago's finances to withdraw its evaluation of city credit worthiness, according to the administration this past Tuesday. The mayor contends that the junk status placed on the city's debt by Moody's Investor Service drives up borrowing costs covered by taxpayers and does not reflect the steps he's taken to fix the city's finances. He wrote to Raymond McDaniel Jr., "It has become increasingly clear that Moody's rating methodology and agenda are far from objective and independent." He asked Moody's to withdraw all of its ratings on City of Chicago debt. Moody's spokesperson, David Jacobson, did not directly answer whether they would do that. They just said they have a process for considering such requests. So, join me, would you? Join me as we say farewell to soon-to-be ex-president Obama. I know that this farewell address won't be your final word, but when you pipe up again, you'll be doing it as just a regular person, a private citizen, an ex-president, to be sure, an important one, to be sure, but you'll still be out of office. And we'll regard you the same way we do Jimmy Carter. Because you obviously are going to sound like a loon, because you sounded like a loon while you were giving your farewell speech. That's what referred to as complete and total disconnect from reality, that speech. That speech was about nothing at all that resembled this world. It was more like the alternative parallel universe. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. When we get back, I'm going to look at some metrosexual self-emasculation, because that's what's happening. These are the people that think they know better than me and you. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yeah. Quality, indestructibility, a whole lot of things. Check them out today. Tacticalholsters.com. A while back, there was this guy from the New York Daily News named Gersh Kuntzman, which is one of the most unlikely names I've ever heard, but that's his name. He castrated himself with a very dull keyboard after writing a largely fictional account after he decided to go see for himself what it's like to pull the trigger on an AR-15 rifle. The tale that he wrote, he foolishly tried to pass off as an authentic recounting of his trip to a firing range. You see, General Gersh, it was a liberal pioneer in the fake news movement, and he came under heavy fire from genuine, knowledgeable gun owners for his patently dishonest article, and under, you know, a lot of the manly men ridiculed him for his very inadvertent yet very public self-emasculation. I had no idea that this would happen again so soon. Enter Brent Scher over at the Washington Free Beacon. He reports that Think Progress senior editor Ned Reznikoff posted another one of these online orchidectomies on his Facebook page back in November, wherein he describes in almost tremulous tones his onset of phobias upon inviting a plumber, a white male with a southern accent and likely a Trump voter, into his apartment to unclog a drain right after the election. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. He wrote, "This afternoon, had a plumber come over to my apartment to fix a clogged drain. He was a perfectly nice guy and a consummate professional. But he was also a middle-aged white man with a southern accent who seemed unperturbed by this week's news. And while I had him in the apartment, I couldn't stop thinking about whether he voted for Trump, whether he knew my last name is Jewish, and how that knowledge might change the interaction we were having inside my own home. I have no real reason to believe he was a Trump supporter or an anti-Semite, but in my uncertainty, I couldn't shake the sense of potential danger. I was rattled for some time after he left. I'm very privileged insofar as this sense of danger is unfamiliar to me, and I know how I feel is much less acutely than a lot of other people right now. I'm still a straight white guy who can phonetically pass for a Gentile. Plus, my first name is pretty waspy. But today was a reminder that ambiguous social interactions now feel unsafe and unpredictable in a way that they never did before. And even if Trump is gone in 4 years, I don't expect you ever reclaim that feeling of security. That's just one more thing you voted for if you voted for him. You know what? My wife can unclog a drain. My sister can unclog a drain. And if I were to take a little bit of time, I bet you my 3-year-old granddaughter could unclog a drain. I think Nettie's reassurance to himself that he's still a straight white guy who can fit, you know, phenotypically pass for Gentile is rendered a little bit feeble by the inclusion of that rather tentative still. And, you know, this all this talk, rather than being concerned about passing for Gentile, perhaps he should be more concerned about passing for a male, a real male. Especially with that revelation that he was still rattled about the other guy as a possible Trump voter after he was long gone. This is decidedly, don't take this the wrong way, but I mean, this is a girly guy. I have never met anybody that I sized up that way and then got scared of. Normally, when I get scared of somebody, what has happened is he says, he's probably looking at me. He may be pounding his fist into his hand. He may be going, I'm going to kill you. That makes me nervous. Somebody just standing there saying, got his clogged drain? That doesn't make me nervous. The plumber, this poor guy was probably rattled by the suspicion and all of these glances at his white male southern Trump voting plumber's, butt that was sticking out of his pants by a sensitive Semitic phenotype who could easily pass for a flaming Hillary LGBTQ social justice warrior. And I don't even know that. Now, my suspicions about what he's thinking are the same as Ned's suspicions about the guy in the first place. He just came there to unclog his drain. Now, do you see how those profiling suspicions and assumptions can cut both ways? No idea how old young Mr. Reznikoff is, although I suspect he may be, dare I say it, a millennial. And I know not all millennials are this way. Thank God. But there's enough of them. This kind of thing you would never have seen. See, I have begun to start watching the older movies now. I mean, I'm going back to the 40s, the 30s. You know, give me Fred Astaire any day. I'm watching that because even, you know, those people in those days faced a whole lot of stuff, and yet they still did the deed. They still did the job. Fred Astaire's screenplay said, doesn't look good, can't act, can't sing, can dance. Okay, that was his screen. That was his write-up when he first broke into the movies. And yet, what did he become? And it's not because anybody helped him, because back then it wasn't because of the money. Back then, the money was better than most things, but it wasn't the kind of money they command today. I look at these because the people that did those movies back then lived in a different era under a different set of rules. They were adult. Okay, they weren't sitting around. I just saw a bunch of actors and actresses got together to sing We Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor's song. Is it Gloria Gaynor? I Will Survive, yeah. Because Trump's about to be inaugurated. These are, you know, some of these people are old enough to not be millennials. And this is the kind of symbolism that Mr. Reznikoff lives with, to where when somebody walks into his general proximity, they got out there and they just, you know, break down into all kind of nervous panic attacks. Because somebody has an accent and says, well, I sound southern, don't I? Where's that clogged drain that you called me for? You know that it's going to take me about 2 minutes to fix it, and I'm going to make $125 for 2 minutes worth. You know that, right? Okay, all right. Point me in that way, Mr. Reznikoff, and off he went. Okay. It just cracks me up. It cracks me up that is prevalent today, and it is prevalent today. I see all of these kids now wearing safety pins. Look, if you want to be a crusader, that's fine. A safety pin is going to stop about as many people as a no guns allowed sign. You may want to protect these groups as you know, whichever group, Muslims, LGBTQ, whatever they are. That's fine, but who's going to protect you? It's not going to be the safety pin. It's not going to be the symbolism. In order to keep that kind of peace, you got to be able to back it up. When we get back, well, you know what? I don't have time for that. We'll be right back.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last, starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, a warranty unlike anything else in the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, what was I? Am I speaking English? Yeah, let's try that. Someday, Bill O'Reilly, who likes to write books, may add to his list of historical books, which include Killing Kennedy and Killing the Rising Sun. He may write the next one called Killing CNN. This would be the chronicle of a vital turning point in American history. The screaming death of a propaganda machine in our politics, and possibly the resurgence of some genuine journalism. I do not refer to what you find on the magic box as mainstream media. I refer to them as legacy media, or if you want to, we can call them the Ministry of Propaganda. It's sort of old hat to sit around and be concerned about the bias in the news when we all know it's there, right? It is akin to complaining about the weather, about which we can do nothing. Except along comes Donald Trump, and he proves a different sign. He goes otherwise. If progressives can claim that they can stop global warming, then we may justly claim that Trump can stop the global pollution that the Ministry of Propaganda spews out so continually that many of us have just gotten used to it. In previous years, conservatives were blamed for or ridiculed for blaming the press. We were compared to the student who claimed that the dog ate my homework. Okay. No more of that. This election cycle, the dog did its best and choked to death. While the Russians are blaming for, you know, getting blamed for hacking Hillary, the Ministry of Propaganda was hacking Trump. But not with facts. But with their favorite new thing, fake news. And this time, we got fake news before when we were told by Harry Reid that Mitt Romney had not paid taxes for 10 years. How's that guy still walking around? Nobody ever asked that question, but, you know, he said, hey, well, and he said, and now he says, well, I did what I had to do, because he didn't get elected, did he? So fake news is not new. It just has a name now. And this time, fake news failed. Millions of Americans were and are, still to a degree, frustrated. Very frustrated. Saw through the ruse and rebelled. Instead of their lies deceiving us, the Ministry of Propaganda was totally and completely disavowed. Today, well, the other day, he's taking the fight to places like CNN and by extension to all the other alphabet agencies that have mocked and vilified him while they were openly siding with Hillary Clinton and her crooked cohorts. Instead of the New York Times informing us, it saw its duty to be as being to disinform us, to dissuade us from voting for Trump. But the more mud the Ministry of Propaganda threw toward him, the muddier they themselves became. Yesterday, Trump made it crystal clear to CNN that they have crossed the red line. That's the one that Obama put in the sand, that he dared the Russians to cross in Syria. He's picked it up and placed it in front of CNN. They crossed it, and Obama whimpered. Trump, he doesn't even like having the red line. He's building a wall. And CNN, if they're not lucky, they're going to be closed out of his news conferences. He flatly refused to allow them to exercise the pretense of journalism by refusing to permit them to level questions at him during the press conference. Now, for those who may find themselves uneasy at the possibility of official censorship, remind yourselves that in this particular case, what CNN, the New York Times, and a whole bunch of other people are being censored for is not reporting. They're being censored for lying. They accused Trump of hiring Russian prostitutes to urinate on a hotel bed where Obama had slept, and then at the press conference had the audacity to accuse him of being improper in his refusal to dignify their propaganda with a response. The legacy media made a bet, and when you gamble, you have a chance to win, and you have a chance to lose. Now, after the 2012 re-election, I guess they took, you know, Obama up to that point as far as, you know, I looked at gun control as the benchmark. And Obama made no attempts at any gun control from 2009 to 2012. He made none. So then Sandy Hook happens right after his reelection. And then here he comes. And he knocks he's just chocks away with it. He goes at it full bore, all pretense at getting out there and saying, well, you know, we just want to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the insane and this, that, and the other. No, we needed to just not have guns. We needed to have gun registries. We needed to have universal background checks. We needed to have all of this stuff. And the media went along with it. Now, up to that point, they had been sort of cruising. Now they just hit the afterburners and off they went. And, you know, we hear, you know, some of the stuff that we hear, like yesterday when I was talking about the WAPO reporter who referred to the .22 long rifle as a high-powered rifle. That's malfeasance. This is not even making the pretense of getting out there and saying, well, is it a high-powered rifle or is it not a high-powered rifle? What are the foot-pounds? What is the kinetic energy? What's the speed? None of that happened. He just got out there and said, well, the Israelis use that sometimes to kill goats. So I think it must be high-powered if it's in the military. Okay. That was the extent of the research on that guy's part. Lying means that at a certain point, or crying wolf, or whatever you want to call it, at a certain point when people become accustomed to the idea that you are lying to them, that means when that happens, then they stop listening to you. And they consider everything that you say, if you get out there and say, well, it's morning time, right after the sun comes over the horizon, they're going to question that. Because you've earned that. You've earned that distrust. So, there you have it. I used CNN in that because, well, CNN is a nice representation. I'm using CNN the way they use Trump when they're talking about me and you. Okay? The way they talk, when they talk about Trump, they're talking about me and you. I'm using CNN to represent the entirety of legacy media, the Ministry of Propaganda. Very happy that America stopped listening to it. Although there's still parts of America that still listens. Right now in South Carolina, we've got a, they've come out with a, they're behind the curve on this because they've already talked about doing this elsewhere. They're trying to get rid of the 62 grain green tip AR or 5.56223 ammo, which has already been tried. You know, the ATF tried it and they didn't get anywhere with it. And you know, I tried to explain to the person that brought it to my attention that they're in South Carolina, they call for an assault weapons ban every year. They call for this, they call for that, and none of it ever gets anywhere. And he comes back at me with, "You shouldn't make assumptions." Okay. Well, you know more than me, pal. Move on. If you already made up your mind, why'd you ask me? For those of you that still believe everything you see, you shouldn't. That's all I'm going to say. You shouldn't believe everything you see. I told you. Back in April, back in May, it was going to be Trump. It was Trump. And this is not rocket science. This is not rocket science. But coming up is going to be the third hour. When we get back, California, they're not really going to secede. And if they did, that'd be worse than falling into the ocean. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.